Welcome, UAW Local 1050 members. Today we're going to have a bargaining committee update from Don Moen on January 7, 2020, and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you, and let's introduce Don Moen.
Thanks, Ty. Appreciate it. Hello, everyone. I'd like to emulate what Ty just said. I'd like to start off by wishing everyone a Happy New Year and hope that you're all able to enjoy the past holidays with your loved ones. It's always great that we can get out of here while getting paid and recharging the batteries. So, as you know by now, our contract expires at 11:59 p.m. on February 28th next month. So we're having our ceremonious strike authorization meeting and vote. We wanted to emulate the same as we did 3 years ago before our last negotiations. We wanted to have a meeting at a facility that will accommodate more than our local union hall would, along with having the election committee additionally giving everyone the opportunity to vote at our union hall before or after their work schedule. So the meeting will take place on Sunday, January 19th, 2020 at UAW Local 1005. That's the GM Plant Union Hall, located at 5615 Chevrolet Boulevard, Parma, Ohio. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. to cover the strike authorization explanation and any questions members may have regarding the process. So at approximately 9:30, we figure take about a half hour roughly to give our presentation. But on that same day, the polls will open for people to vote on the authorization. And additionally to that, we will also have our local union hall, Local 1050 Doyle Hall, open at shift change to accommodate those that cannot make the meeting at the Chevy Hall. So the times that the election committee will be at our union hall will be from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. to cover third shift leaving or day shift coming in early to vote, and from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. to accommodate second shift coming in that weren't able to make it to the other hall, and day shift leaving. So only active members are eligible to vote, just to be clear on that. So we'll give more information at that meeting and explain what the strike authorization is about and maybe more details we have at that time. At this stage, we still do not have any details regarding the upcoming contract negotiations, unfortunately. We do not know, again, where or when we will begin. We do not know what players will be on the other side of the table. I mean, there's so much turnover right now at the corporate level that the company, I mean, they have to rely on ex-industrial relations representatives that retired to pitch our upcoming arbitration hearings and third-step grievance hearings. So it's unfortunate right now, but I believe that's one of the reasons why we haven't gone early, because they really don't have anyone over there to make a decision or sit at the table. And we've actually been, hitting the international union about trying to get some of our current grievances out of the way. So with that, the bargaining committee has finally received dates to hear our grievances at the arbitration level. And that will be for 2 days. So January 16th and 17th next week, we'll be hearing three cases. We also have a tentative time frame of the last week of January to have third step grievance hearings in order to advance more grievances to get resolved moving forward. So those two things are what we've really been harping on, and that's another reason why I think negotiations kind of been stalled, at least going early. So give you an update on performance pay. As of this podcast, we still cannot get a commitment of what the 2019 year-end performance payout percentage ended at. The only thing that I can report is that our last meeting between the bargaining committee and company leadership back like in mid-December, the number we were given then was something, and again, this is a quote, somewhere around 6%. So that's the only thing I can tell you. There was actually supposed to have town hall meetings in the next day or so, but that actually had gotten postponed because they need to get some people involved with the end results of the year end. So we just don't have that number yet, but just wanted to get the podcast and didn't want to wait anymore. Wanted to get information out to everybody. So there will be a town hall in the next week that the company will notify us of whatever the percentage is for the payout. But I can tell you that you've seen on the clocks and communicated in the plant that unfortunately we were also told that because of the company split and the IT migration of all the locations, computers, users, the payroll, and a corporate mandate that the only payouts in January will be regular payroll. So they kind of have like a money freeze they can't spend. So the profit sharing or performance pay would not be paid out in January. And we're going to be paid out in February 20th. So, again, typically we receive our performance pay by the end of January, but we will have to wait approximately 3 weeks later this year. So, I mean, we kind of look at it as an advantage to us because, I mean, think about it. It's going to be a week before our contract expires. So what better time to have a bonus in your hand, not to mention an attendance incentive also that gets paid out at the end of February typically, along with your income tax. So there you go, Yahtzee. Arconic split update, again, putting us under the umbrella of Howmet Aerospace. The bargaining committee was recently contacted by the company regarding the upcoming split and how our pension fund and benefits would be administered. And the following are the highlights that we were communicated. So I know there was a mailing sent to our house, so I'll try to make this as simple as possible without reading all that stuff. But the notification of action related to the pension plan, operationally, all benefit programs will be separated on February 1st, 2020. They are separating the pension plan on January 1st, 2020, but operationally, employees and retirees will not see a change until February 1st, 2020, when they will begin to use a new website and phone number. The company is notifying employees and former employees of these upcoming changes through a December 27th, 2019 mailing that was already sent to our home with the addresses of that they have on file. And this is a quote that they had on there. It says, all benefits will remain unchanged and there will be no interruption in coverage and or benefits payment. End quote. So again, just as a highlight again, this follows the same process as they used in our last separation in 2016. So it's no change from that. There was no, nobody noticed any change other than name change then, and the same thing would apply now. A couple other things I want to hit on is that our UAW Local 1050 holiday newsletter, just want to speak on that. We did have some major delays in our recent publication of our annual newsletter that we send everyone via the USPS. Between the formatting, printing, mailing, all the deadlines, they were delayed for one reason or another. So we just want to apologize for that. I know the retirees have already received theirs, but active members, they're on their way to be delivered shortly. And it's a good thing there are 12 days of Christmas, so I think we used all of them and had some. So we obviously used all of them, but we will continue to work on our timeliness of receiving the holiday newsletter at the holiday on time. So we'll work on that in the future. With that, we all hope to see you at the upcoming strike authorization meeting on January 19th at 9 o'clock a.m. We appreciate your support during the negotiations process. We will keep you informed with any and all updates that come up with communications, either through postings, another podcast, committee members, or meetings. So I'd like to thank you for listening. Again, hope you have a great new year, and appreciate you doing the podcast again, Ty. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, this has been the third podcast of the UAW Local 1050, and as always, have a great day.